listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The backyard of a Mount Lawley home is being searched by police in the hope of solving a 28-year mystery. They're looking for the remains of Nicola LaFauci, who vanished without a trace in 1994. Detective Inspector Daryl Cox says just last week, police offered a $500,000 reward for information.
$500,000 is life-changing, and we hope someone out there that knows something will come forward now that there's a $500,000 reward.
The police union has labelled the second pay offer from the state government for officers as disrespectful. They've ruled out further industrial action as members vote on the deal. Union President Mick Kelly says he's not impressed.
Government have failed to listen to one of our main items, which is the 5% per annum for both years. It's woefully short. It's disrespectful.
The head of the Reserve Bank has apologised to Aussie homeowners who took out a loan on advice rates wouldn't rise until 2024. Philip Lowe made the claim for more than 12 months, while the figure has gone up 7 times this year. Dr. Lowe has told a parliamentary hearing at the time the RBA thought it was the right thing to do.
The economy recovered much more quickly than anyone expected. We've had to raise interest rates more quickly, and people who borrowed in those 2 years are now finding it much more difficult.
Australia's terrorism threat level has been downgraded. After 8 years as probable, it's now listed as possible. In sport, the number one pick in the AFL draft has gone to Greater Western Sydney. They've selected Victorian youngster Aaron Cadman. West Coast has secured Reuben Jinbi and Elijah Hewitt. And the Aussie Test squad has trained at the Wacker ahead of the first test at Perth Stadium on Wednesday. Cameron Green says he's feeling good ahead of the match and he's happy to be training at a familiar venue.
It's always nice to get back there, obviously, for three big training days before the test summer. So, it's a great place to start.
Perth weather getting down to 18 tonight, a hot top of 37 tomorrow, then 35 expected on Wednesday. Check out The Science Briefing, a podcast about the science of everything. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the listener app to listen for free.